The Bible, God's Inspired Word. Ellen G. White. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1, verse 19-21. The Lord has one path of safety for His people, and that is the path of obedience to His Word. That Word is given to us as our guide. God is its author, but the Scriptures were written by human hands, and they bear marks of the individuality of the different writers. In every book of the Bible, the stamp of the mind and character of the writer is manifest. And this is just as God designed it should be. He does nothing in the plan of redemption without human cooperation. Christ has the right and power to lay all human agencies and influences under tribute in His work for humanity. He uses human instrumentalities, and He does not destroy the individuality of His servants. He puts the Holy Spirit upon them and shuts them in with Himself, and they have the mind of Christ and become co-workers with Him. He presents before their minds figures and illustrations with which they are familiar to make plain the truth He wishes them to communicate, and the Holy Spirit assists them in the use of these figures and illustrations. The Harmony of Truth. The Bible is God's Word and is for His people. It was communicated by men, but they spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It was given at different periods, and the men called to express the divine will and diffuse the light of truth were chosen from all stations, from the humblest to the most exalted. The wonderful thing about it is the harmony there is in the divine word, coming to us, as it does, through these different channels and such widely separated periods. Each wrote in his own natural style, giving utterance, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to his own personal impressions, relating the events and scenes opened before him, or made to pass before his eyes. Yet link is connected with link in the chain of precious truth given us in the Word of God. The plan of redemption and the will and character of God are revealed to meet the necessities of man in every age. For these human instrumentalities were under divine control and are not false witnesses of what they saw and heard. The Bible intelligible. The Bible is written in language that the humblest mind may comprehend, for it is written for the people, and the Lord reveals His truth according to their necessities and their comprehension. Through His servants, the truth is made so plain by pen and voice that none need call for greater evidence than has been given. If this evidence is rejected, any additional evidence would not convince the mind, change the sentiments, and convert the will, were it possible to make it 50-fold stronger. The declaration to one who wished that a messenger should be sent from the dead to warn his brethren was, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." When the truth is brought before the mind, the Lord impresses the heart. An instance of this, and of the result of rejecting these divine impressions, is recorded by Luke. Christ, preaching at Nazareth, announced Himself as the Anointed One. The Spirit of God accompanied His utterances and convicted hearts of their truth. All bore witness to the gracious words that fell from His lips. But temptations of Satan's own devising came in, and the people, naturally unbelieving, were readily overcome. They were borne on in their skepticism until they were ready for violence and murder at the thought of the assumption of Jesus. And if an angel of God had not been by his side, they would have hurled him headlong over the precipice. Belief not constrained. To those who are conscientious doers of the word, it is life and spirit, a vital, quickening power. But if men misinterpret it, if they misstate it through their own perverted heart and clouded understanding, it becomes to them a stumbling block, and not only to them, but to all with whom they have influence. Those who train their minds to cavil and criticize will have opportunity afforded them to develop their true mold of character, just as Satan was given room to develop the crookedness of his policy. All the heavenly intelligences, all the universe of God, are able in each case to decide in regard to the development of character. They can tell who may safely be permitted to enter the portals of bliss, and who, by their disloyalty to God, would endanger the peace of heaven. God could work a miracle in every word spoken through His Spirit, but this is not His plan. He gives evidence, but leaves the will free.